Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Yeah, well, welcome. There is two big stories today on the show, but there's lots to talk about. One of them is that Eric Garcetti, another nail in the coffin of Garcetti's political career, as a report has come out, which was asked for by a United States senator from Iowa, a Republican, that says that Garcetti probably knew about the sexual harassment that was going on from one of his top aides, Rick Jacobs. And of course, this could all scuttle his appointment as ambassador to India. The other big story is the trans inmate by the name of James/Hannah Tubbs, who sexually molested a 10-year-old girl back in 2014. Finally, the criminal justice system caught up with this person just recently, but thanks to George Gascon, the LA County DA, the sentence was just a couple of years in a juvenile facility because the crime was committed when this person was under 18. And we also found out that Tubbs might have been released next month. Well, that's not going to happen because now Tubbs is in Kern County facing a murder charge and a robbery charge. And we'll have more on that later.
Look what a bad guy he was. And he did this stuff, the murder robbery in 2019. This is the guy that Gascon was a month away from releasing back here in Los Angeles. This guy would have been on the loose in Los Angeles. He would have raped someone else. He would have murdered someone else. Maybe one of you. We don't know. Maybe one of your kids, your wife, your girlfriend. This is what Gascon was actively trying to do, to let this psycho monster Tubbs out on the street again.
All right, the other big story that, it finished on our show yesterday with the capture of the Whites, Vicky White and Casey White. Casey White is an inmate in Alabama who was a murderer. And the Alabama corrections worker, Vicky White, helped him escape. The law finally caught up with him in Indiana yesterday after a police chase, and Vicky White apparently had a gunshot wound, and then she died. Casey White apparently has said some things. We're going to bring on Alex Stone, ABC News, for more on the story.
Hey there, guys. Yeah, apparently he is yapping, and about 5 minutes ago, the sheriff in Indiana, and police in Evansville, they gave us body cam of the takedown. Unfortunately, it has no audio on it, but it was pretty wild. The chase at the end through a bunch of fields and over the hedges and different things that were not roads, and then they T-boned it, and it went into a ditch, and then it ended there. And we now know that as U.S. Marshals went up to the vehicle, the Cadillac that they apparently had stolen or made a deal to get, that Casey White said, "Help my wife, she just shot herself." So picking that apart, one, they were not married, are not married, but apparently, and not related, even though they have the same last name, apparently they had been living like they were married, and during the 11 days on the run, lived like they were husband and wife. Secondly, they are going on the assumption that she really did kill herself. There was a 911 call that she made in the final moment saying she had the gun to her head. But he is a alleged murderer. That's why he was in jail waiting to go on trial for murder. So did he kill her? They've got to look at that as well. He admits he was planning to go down in a gun battle. And this update today from the sheriff in Indiana.
Members of the U.S. task force basically rammed the vehicle and pushed it into a ditch. And we later found out, had they not done that, the fugitive was going to engage in a shootout with law enforcement.
That was the plan, but it was all derailed when the marshals hit him in the side and T-boned them into that ditch there. And then the whole thing about, did she shoot herself? There's an autopsy being done now to figure out gunshot residue, where was the gun, all that. But Deputy U.S. Marshal Chad Hunt, he says they're going to figure that out.
We were taking Casey White into custody. Upon his surrender, he said, "Help my wife. She just shot herself." So that's what we're basing it on right now. But obviously, there's an ongoing investigation to determine just that.
So, guys, they went from the patrol car that she had when she was supposedly leaving with him to go to a court date. Then they somehow got a Ford Edge, the maroon red one that was kind of a weird color that they had for a while. Then they bought a Ford F-150. And then left that at a car wash in Evansville and got the Cadillac. Inside that Cadillac, they found about $25,000 of the $90,000 that she withdrew from her bank account. She sold her home for $95,000 before they took off. And the sheriff says this really came down to a tip that somebody called it in. They saw the F-150. Police went there based on what the tipster had seen and heard in the media. And then they found surveillance video and then knew what they had left in. An Evansville cop saw the Cadillac in a motel parking lot. They began surveillance on it. And then when they came out, the chase was on. But they believe they were in Evansville for about a week. They had stopped there, according to Casey, to figure out their next move. He admits that they were trying to find a place to hide out and lay low. They paid for 14 days in that motel where they had been staying. This dude was about 7 feet tall. He was like 6'10", 6'11". Don't you think if you were running from the cops, you wouldn't stay for 14 days in the same motel and pretty good size town? But they had wigs. She had been wearing the wigs. They had her duty belt with a taser and everything else, an AR-15, a bunch of handguns, and now she is dead. He'll be heading back to Alabama.
Did he say anything about their relationship? Or just, I know the part about the wife, but... And why she killed herself? Or?
Beyond that, no. And why they weren't able to do the gun battle because they were stuck in that vehicle and they got pulled out. In fact, in the video that we now have of him being pulled out, he is so much taller than the U.S. Marshals and the deputies, the sheriff's deputies, who were pulling him out. He was a really big guy. But this relationship, we don't know yet, and they say they don't know. I assume based on how much Casey White's talking that they have a pretty good idea right now. But he somehow befriended her and this relationship developed. She's been described as a perfect employee, like a mother to young jail guards, somebody who she had been there for 17 years, who seemed like the perfect employee in that jail. Yeah. But how did he schmooze her? How did
I don't
he get
trust
her to,
you know, perfect people. People with
she
that
lost
kind of...
her husband to Parkinson's
no,
earlier this year.
She was
she
depressed. Lonely, and did he brainwash her? What I mean, we don't know, but it is a good lesson to law enforcement in any jail of how this can go down and to be looking out for something like this.
Supposedly they were in a relationship for 2 years. Is that what we've heard?
Yeah, we don't know that number yet. It may have gone on for a while, but if it was really 2 years. And,
in a jail and nobody picked up on that?
Yeah, but I mean, were they romantic? How much was this relationship?
She bought him extra food is what we heard.
Yeah, but maybe was it more than that?
And she was
know.
In charge of the jail. She was the chief?
She had a high-ranking role. She wasn't the head person, the warden or whatever you call it in jail, not in a prison. But well, I guess the sheriff would be the head, but she was not that. But yeah, she had a high-ranking position, supposedly was retiring the next day, although maybe that was all part of this plan to, to get out of there.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Wow. That is
she wasn't
wild.
Concerned that this man tried to kill his ex-girlfriend. No.
Apparently not.
Oh, you know, that's what's amazing about a certain kind of woman. They fall for prisoners. Sometimes defense lawyers fall for their clients.
Yeah,
you know,
you think about even the regular public who falls for prisoners, and there's always relationships. Remember Scott Peterson?
Scott Peterson was getting a lot of love mail.
Yeah, he was. I don't know. You like the bad guy or something else going on? She was a lonely older woman, older than him. I don't know.
All right, Alex, thank you very much for filling
us in. Bye, guys.
Alex Stone with more detail on the Whites, Vicky White and Casey White. They were on the run after she helped them escape from the Alabama prison.
Deborah, explain your species.
I can't explain that.
We're all baffled.
No,
here.
I'm baffled too. I don't.
Some
get
women
it.
Like dangerous men.
Yeah. Finding a man suspected of murder would just be my ideal guy. Oh, he won't do it to me.
Yeah, he did a hit on one woman, and then he also tried to kill his ex-girlfriend.
I can
in a fit
change
of rage.
Him.
You can change.
Think how many guys are frustrated.
Does the 6'9" thing seem, especially you?
Well, me,
so
4'11" and 3/4", that would be ridiculous.
You'd have to walk around with a ladder.
This is my daughter. Yeah. To walk around the ladder. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show.
Hey, tomorrow at 3:00, Michael Schellenberger is going to be on the show. He would like to be your next California governor, running as a no party preference candidate, the author of San Francisco. He knows the progressive woke people from the inside out, but he totally disagrees with a lot of their positions on issues like the climate and homelessness. He'll be on our show in studio, actually, tomorrow at 3:00. And then Thursday at 3:00, Rick Caruso will be on the air. He's not coming in studio, but he'll be on the phone with us for hopefully a half an hour to talk to him about running for mayor.
The people who should be running things are going to be coming on the show this week.
That's a very good way to put it. That's why they're coming on our show, and we're not like we would get Newsom to come on.
Can you imagine that? What a blithering idiot. He wouldn't be able to answer one question or debate one point intelligently.
Yeah, it's the first California governor in a while hasn't come on the show. We talked to Jerry Brown. We talked to Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And we talked to Pete Wilson.
Yeah.
We never talked to Newsom, and I don't think we ever will. Well, it's happened again. To open up the conspiracy box, the L.A. County Register's Office and the United States Postal Service are investigating after 104 ballots were found unopened on a sidewalk in East Hollywood.
There we go.
How does this happen?
There's your Christina stolen election.
Christina Rapace was walking her dog Saturday evening, and she came upon this box of envelopes, took a closer look, and said, wow, some of them are ballots. She took them home for safekeeping while trying to figure out what to do.
This is a rhetorical question, but why do boxes of ballots end up in mysterious places all the time? Remember that guy who had about 300 ballots in the back seat of his junk car?
Yes, he was parked in a 7-Eleven parking lot, and he was unconscious. He was sleeping.
It seemed like a homeless
somebody
guy.
Knocked on the window and said, what are you doing? And then they found the ballots.
How did he end up with a box of ballots?
He's described later, upon prosecution, it's just an ordinary thief who was looking to get checks or something out of them.
Right.
He wasn't looking to steal ballots, but that's what was in whatever he grabbed out of the postal truck.
Good cover story. Yeah, excellent cover story. Who worked on that?
This is quite a story with this woman. She took the ballots home for safekeeping. She sent videos of the ballots to popular social media accounts to share the contents and ask what she should do next. She called several politicians, and then she called the LA County Sheriff's Department. She got through, but they said there's nothing we can do.
What kind of a loony loo was this woman?
Oh, wait, this gets even better. She said after much back and forth, the LA County Registrar's Office got in contact with her, and guess who showed up to pick up the ballots? The actual Registrar of Voters for LA County, Dean Logan. Came to her home to get the ballots. Does that tell you he was scared about this?
Yeah, it does. I mean, he didn't have anybody else available? Maybe some.
Well, he thought this was important for safekeeping that he get custody.
Maybe some little plan went awry. Oh.
Well, that's why I said we're opening up the conspiracy box. You're good at filling in the blanks.
Well, go Google. He left Seattle under a cloud. He was, I think, had a similar position for Kings County near Seattle. I actually accidentally saw him on the Spectrum channel last night.
Yeah.
You know, because you turn on your TV and sometimes Spectrum pops up automatically. And he was getting interviewed by one of the woke holes. And he was trying to explain the fairness of the election system that he had designed.
Well, they issued a statement, the LA County Registrar's Office, and they're making it sound like there was just some misplacement where the ballots may have fallen out of a truck. I don't know. And it wasn't all ballots. There was other mail in there, too. We've reissued new ballots for the impacted voters. Early signs indicate that this was an incident of mail theft and not a direct attempt at disrupting the election. So maybe somebody took the box out of a mail truck and then just dropped it on the sidewalk when they realized there's no money here. It's just a bunch of ballots.
It's part of the corruption.
But you could probably sell the ballots to the ne'er-do-wells, right, who want to rig the election, right? Mm-hmm. Couldn't you do that? You put them online, say, look, I got 10,000 ballots.
Oh, definitely. You could fill them out with, you know, it's not hard. It's not hard to do this. That's why I'll say until I drop dead, shouldn't have mail-in ballots. It's just going to lead, and both parties are going to come up with ways to corrupt the system, and both actively are doing so. Ballot harvesting is just the beginning of it.
Well, good luck. We're now in a culture that wants all its food and groceries delivered to their door. Yeah, That's how they want to vote, too.
The reason,
they ain't going to vote in some machine in a stinking gym.
The reason I think everybody should go to the gym and vote is not because of some love for the old-fashioned ways. It is because there you isolate the voter and his ability to vote, and it cannot be corrupted very easily at all.
Until the Russians figure out how to hack into the system.
Right, yeah. But if you have, you know, millions and millions of paper ballots floating around in the world, and people are mailing them, and they're getting transferred.
They look at the signatures on them. They compare them to the signature on file.
Sure they do.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a very verifiable process.
Sure.
It's very carefully.
Like all 10 million of them.
Well,
especially when there's so much evil. And this is an industry just filled with criminals.
And here's the
filled truth. With people who lie for a living. The political system they're filled with professional liars.
Everybody's right and everybody's wrong. Yes, there is fraud going on in the election system. Is it enough to throw a complete election, especially a presidential election? I don't know, right? But you're right. There's always going to be. This is a completely imperfect system.
Everybody's going to be trying, and one day somebody's going to figure it out.
You'll see. Newsom will lose this election, and they'll call ballot fraud.
Oh, yeah, you know that. If there was some kind of crazy upset, absolutely. Newsom would be squealing like Trump. Exactly the same.
We can only hope. All right, when we return, what do you think? Did you look out the window? Is it a nice afternoon? Do you want to go to Bidenville? Would you like to sit on the bench and hear Joe talk about inflation?
Today, it's a little cool, gentle breeze. It's the perfect day to spend in Bidenville.
Yeah, it's going to get warmer the rest of the week, but it's a nice afternoon.
Then you sweat late in the afternoon.
So he's going to do as usual to blame everything and everybody else for inflation, and he's going to get into the MAGA Republicans again.
It's funny, the audio. You rarely see a guy who has a complete losing strategy, and he just keeps doing the same thing every day. You know, his polls fall into the 30s. He just keeps go right. He just tells the same nonsense. Nobody's believing it.
Because he doesn't know any different.
Well, because he's,
to him, it's the same day every day.
I guess if you have dementia, that's right. You get locked in. All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by the thing.
What am I doing here? There's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not. What I can't remember it. Anyway, I commuted every single day for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family. Not a joke.
I was on the television. I was on the telephone.
I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baccarria.
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Club Tucker
Yeah. Kleptocracy. And the guys who are the kleptocracy.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
The opening is getting longer and longer and longer.
Yeah, we just keep adding them.
It's funny. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Just a quick note, we will be talking to the Kern County DA, Cynthia Zimmer, after the news at 5 o'clock. We'll see how much she can tell us about the robbery and murder charges against a person by the name of Hannah Tubbs, formerly known as James Tubbs. This is the person that molested a 10-year-old girl in Los Angeles County in 2014 and got a very light sentence, thanks to George Gascon. And then the bombshell we just found out, robbery and murder charges in Kern County, stemming from something that happened in 2019.
Something Gascon knew about or should have known about before he gave the light sentence to this Tubbs character, who is definitely faking his transgender status in order to manipulate the system and has been quite successful at it with a sucker like Gascon.
All right, today's piece of audio from old Joe in Bidenville stems from him coming out to talk about inflation. And he pulled out the usual suspects. It's Putin's fault. It's the pandemic's fault. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. But what apparently got him fired up was a tweet from Florida U.S. Senator Rick Scott. And here it is. Joe Biden is unwell. He's unfit for office. He's incoherent, incapacitated, and confused. If Biden wants to actually fix the inflation crisis he created, he should resign. Now, it happens that Rick Scott is the head of the Senate Republicans Campaign Committee. So this set Biden off into MAGA land. And in fact, it isn't just MAGA land. It's ultra MAGA land.
Ultra MAGA land? Where is that? I guess a little farther north?
It's a new theme park. Here is the audio from Biden. And what you're going to hear is he can't quite figure out what state Rick Scott is from.
Well, all of my plan is focused on lowering costs for the average family in America to give them just a little bit of breathing room. Now, what's the congressional Republican plan? They don't want to solve inflation by lowering your costs. They want to solve it by raising your taxes and lowering your income. I happen to think it's a good thing when American families have a little more money in their pockets at the end of the month. But the Republicans in Congress don't seem to think so. Their plan is actually made working families, is going to make working families poorer. You don't have to take my word for it. It's in writing. They've made their intentions perfectly clear. Senator Rick Scott, Wisconsin, a member of the Senate Republican leadership, laid it all out in a plan. It's the ultra MAGA agenda. Their plan is to raise taxes on 75 million American families, over 95% of whom make less than $100,000 a year total income.
You know, even the CNN story that ran this afternoon on this is not kind to Biden, because they're looking at the polling. And I can tell you this, Rasmussen asked people, what are you most worried about? It was gas prices.
Oh, yeah.
Gas prices in the country are now at the highest level ever. Of course, many people in California are jealous of the national gas price, which is significantly below ours. But people are really worked up about this. In fact, when polled, most people are more worried about energy and gas prices than they are about things like climate change.
Of course. Because this is the result of his climate change policies. He refuses to build the pipeline coming out of Canada. They either restrict oil drilling on federal lands, or if they give an oil company the lease, they don't give the permits. They're doing everything they can to block us using the oil and gas that we walk over. It's all underground.
60% in this poll favor a law that would dramatically increase oil and gas drilling in the United States. In fact, 47% said we strongly favor that.
That's the only way out of this. If you don't create a bigger supply, then you're going to have $6 gas. Not to mention the obscene taxes from the Newsom crowd. The taxes are disgusting and obscene. How the hell the national price of gas, I think I heard today, was about $4.33.
It's $4.37. I have a $4.37. CBS story quoting it as $4.37.
All I'm seeing is $6 here.
You know, it's I'm seeing very close to six.
Most of the
California's gas is averaging $5.82 a gallon.
$5.82. Well, on the west side of LA, it's all over six.
Yeah,
we're on the high end of average.
Silly. Right.
You know, I've seen $7 gas. I mean, it's absolutely insane. So I'm sick. I'm sick of having to go through. Well, the President Biden said today. Gavin Newsom said today. You're a bunch of crooks and liars. And Biden is just. His dementia is so bad, it's not even funny anymore, okay? A feeble guy like that, you wouldn't want driving you to work, let alone running the government's machinery.
Gave him talking points today on the teleprompter. I guess he couldn't see Florida, and he read Wisconsin, but this is their new talking point to call them ultra MAGA Republicans. That's not going to catch
on. And then it's going to be super ultra MAGA. I mean, I don't understand. They're so left-wing and progressive and stubborn and woke and climate-obsessed. They're in a weird cult religion is what they are, and they just have to be kicked out. They have to be removed, or at least in November, tie their hands behind their back so they don't have any more power, have the Senate and the House block all their insanity, or as much as they can. I mean, this green stuff is crazy. It's just crazy. Look what it's doing. You get $6 gas from it. Okay, there you go. There's your experiment. You had your way. We got $6 gas.
All right, we got more coming up.
Johnny Kent, KFI.
Yeah, a reminder that the Moist Line is on its way back in just 3 days. We'll be taking your calls. You can use the iHeartRadio app, the little microphone, or you can leave a message at 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-MOIST-86. The district attorney for Kern County, Cynthia Zimmer, is coming on at 5:05 to tell us what she can. We understand that there may be things she can't talk about concerning robbery and murder charges against one Hannah Tubbs, more commonly known as James Tubbs, until he decided to game the system by identifying as a female. But this person already molested a 10-year-old girl, horrific, in 2014, got a light sentence because Tubbs was a juvenile. And now, out of Kern County, a robbery and a murder charge against Tubbs. So we'll talk to her coming up after the news at 5 o'clock. They're a football powerhouse out of Orange County. It's part of the Orange County Catholic Diocese. It's a modern-day high school in Santa Ana. These stories have popped up from time to time. As I said, they are a powerhouse football team, but now they have another case of a claim that things have gotten really foul and disgusting in terms of the rituals. In this case, several football players allegedly forced a teammate to the floor. They took out their penises.
It's always that.
Then they held him down as one player began humping him from behind through his pants.
But
what's wrong with your species?
Oh, our species is a disaster. No, the male species, really. It could be exterminated.
When males are together, as they used to be a lot in police and fire situations and certainly on football teams, yeah, it can get really bizarre.
But it always ends up being some kind of
it's supposed to be
sexual.
A bonding ritual.
Did you ever bond with somebody who is
pretending to hump you?
Right. Humping you? I mean, that's not the way I greet my friends. I don't run behind them and give them a good, hump warm-up there.
This particular
warm-up hump.
Student was not physically hurt, but the episode left them suffering from anxiety.
Yeah, I think so.
They've had
that's reasonable
allegations like this before coming out of this program, but they basically the school says and the diocese says we've done internal investigations.
Oh,
but as I said, this is a football powerhouse.
Oh,
they don't want this to become
Catholic school, Catholic archdiocese. Well.
There's a lawsuit from a family that says their son was forced to fight a much larger player.
Probably some priest is running the practice.
In a locker room hazing ritual in February of last year, they claim the school tried to cover up the student's injuries, which included a concussion and a broken nose.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't get that culture. I love watching sports like you do, and I just totally.
You don't want to see how the sausage is made.
No, I don't.
You just want to enjoy the hot dog.
I don't understand that whole frat boy mentality with the hazing and with the weird sex practices
it
and going
builds,
out in the woods.
How would I put it?
It's all perverse. It's all disgusting.
Anger, character, it builds.
I'd be real angry at the end of it.
You're ready to
sure.
go and rip up the other team?
I don't know. Does it? Or is it just weird? Is it just sick stuff?
They have a ritual, and the name of it is Bodies, in which two players punch each other between the shoulders and the waist until one gives up.
You mean Tom Brady wouldn't be Tom Brady unless like somebody humped him nude when he was in high school?
I don't think this happens in every football program, but definitely it happens in certain football programs. There are still these old-time coaches who believe this is the way to get the team.
Go out, take off your clothes in the woods and hump each other.
I don't know why there is this homoerotic element to this.
So Deborah, I'm completely at a loss.
Do you want her to explain?
I can't.
You explain it.
How would I be able to explain it?
I don't know.
Parents told the Times that players that did not participate in this initiation rite were ostracized sometimes had their lockers soaked in urine.
But there you go.
I don't want that either.
If you don't play along with the nude humping, they get back at you. Now they're peeing all over your locker. Now they won't talk to you. You're a bad teammate. Imagine that. All you want to do is play ball, but you're a bad teammate if you don't do the nude hump. I don't get it. The coach can't stop this, huh, really? He can't just say, look, if I catch you guys nude humping, that's it. You're
off
the team.
Like I said, they're a winning team. It works. You know about superstition in sports, right, John? You don't mess with something.
No, it's because they recruit.
It's part of the ritual.
They recruit in eighth grade. They get the best athletic eighth graders.
And yes, I'm sure
that's what they do. No, I've been in that world. Yeah, that's what they do.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They say they don't, but they do. It's like everybody agrees to go along with the fiction. Man. But you can't just randomly, you cannot randomly get, I don't know, 40 or 50 players and every year end up with a championship team unless Ohio State or USC does. You go out and get the best available.
Apparently there's one older video showing a throng of players standing in a circle in the locker room. They whooped and laughed as a shirtless player pulled down his shorts to moon them. Then simulated a lap dance and an oral sex act on a clothed player sitting in a chair.
I don't know.
It's like that.
And you're a bad teammate if you say, you know what, you're disgusting. I'm getting out of here. Right now, you're gonna get your locker peed on.
We have a chance next to talk to the district attorney for the county of Kern. Cynthia Zimmer is coming on to talk about, as much as she can, a robbery and murder charge against Tahannah/James Tubbs coming up next.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.